Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of June 2017, and this is the 602nd Moll Out Loud podcast. You can hear the siren calls in the background again. I haven't been able to really listen to them much this week because they come just as I'm doing something else. But today, here they are. And this is the last Saturday, I think, that we will have them. So it's really, really nice to be able to hear them. I'd been planning to record this from the top of Knocklofty this afternoon, but I was doing something else, and it took much longer than I expected it to. It was over 2 hours, and I saw my bus disappearing round the round the corner from the post office just as I was approaching it. That bus doesn't go all the way up, but it goes part of the way up Knocklofty on the way back. So I was very fortunate in being given a lift, but I wasn't being given a lift to the top of Knocklofty. I was being given a lift home. So here I am. There's some competition for the siren today. There seem to be dogs barking, and I'm just going to close the door now, now that I've been able to hear it, and so have you. My treat this afternoon was going to an exhibition, in fact being given a special tour of an exhibition by one of the people who participates in the quiz each morning. She's an expert on moths, but she's also curator of natural history at the Hobart, or the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery. And at the moment, they have curated an absolutely exquisite exhibition of Baudin's expedition. There were a number of scientific expeditions that travelled around the world in the late 18th century, in the new kind of age of enlightenment, observing and painting contours of the coastlines, and looking at animals and people. It's an exquisite exhibition. A lot of the material has come from the archives in Paris, and quite a lot from the Natural History Museum in Le Havre. So very special, very. Well, they're rare, they're unique items, and very, very precious, I guess. Those expeditions took years and years, and political situations changed in Europe while these expeditions were happening. So people who were in favour when they left were out of favour when they returned. And the number of people who survived the voyages was, well, the travellers were quite diminished by the time they got home, let's say. And Baudin himself died of TB on Mauritius, so never got back. And one of the things about this exhibition is that they have recorded species. It's a snapshot of what Tasmania was like before the British invaded it. So what the wildlife was like, and more, I mean, also very importantly, an interaction with the Aborigines and their cultural artefacts that became lost after British invasion. And also they were very playful. There was a really friendly interaction for the most part with this Baudin expedition. So it's been a lovely afternoon, and just looking at these beautiful, beautiful maps and paintings, you can sense the wonder in them of these animals like wombats and kangaroos and quolls that nobody had ever seen before, emus. So that's been my afternoon, and it's been good. It's been good because I kind of tend to not do things unless I'm given a bit of a kick. And the very fact that we'd been offered this tour meant I did it, and it meant that it was very, very interesting, because she had a lot of extra things to say about the people and the interactions between the people on the ship itself, and the interactions between the indigenous people and the scientists. So I haven't done very much else today. This morning I did write a bit. It's been such a glorious day. I, in fact, really had to rein myself in from taking a walk this morning and promising myself that I'd have this other walk in the afternoon. And now I feel a bit as if I haven't had any exercise, which is true. So I guess tomorrow I can walk into the market, into town, but I won't be able to walk. Maybe I will be able to walk in the afternoon early. I will. And my washing is dry, and it's been really warm, as well as a beautiful day. It's been 17, I think, and so much, much warmer than one would expect in midwinter. And now I've got a cup of tea, and I've got some bread and jam, which is a bit naughty, but very welcome. I realised I was very, very hungry. And I'm looking forward to just having a little bit of sitting down and absorbing, and time to draw my mind back into itself. Time. I do need space to myself. It was great going down there, but I feel very, very exhausted. So how's your weekend begun, if it's begun yet? I hope you've got something nice to look forward to, something that's a bit out of the ordinary, perhaps. I also hope that you do have space to just be, which is really, really important as well. Sorry, I really am. I find that when I've been amongst people, I become completely incoherent, I think is the right word. In fact, it is definitely the right word. I'm glad I can remember what that word is. It takes me a long time to regather myself. So maybe I should stop now. There are a couple of things I thought I might talk about, but maybe I could do that on Monday. I'll make a note of them now. Not important things, but just things I've been thinking about. And yes, have a great weekend. And thank you very, very much for listening, as always. I'm going to attach a photograph that I took yesterday, I think, on Knocklofty, around near where I would have recorded this podcast had I been up there. Another glorious day. So I look forward to seeing you again, or talking to you at least, again on Monday.